It's been a while since we've done a podcast.
Ages. Millennia, it seems.
But we thought we saw something that deserved a bit of discussion, and that was Crimson Peak, the new Guillermo del Toro film.
This is true. We actually all saw it, Shokara.
How would you describe it?
It's a gothic romance. That's how he describes it, anyway.
Yeah, I mean,
horror-ish elements, though I found it not at all horrifying.
Although it did have one or two, you know, jump for shock things in it, and that was about it. So,
well, I didn't jump. It was very entertaining watching Roman jump.
A couple of moments where they tried to do the little shocking bit with the ghost. You think, yeah, all right, good. They met the requirements of doing that.
Okay, I mean, we've seen it being advertised as a steampunk ghost story.
It wasn't steampunk. I'm disputing that one completely.
It's steam engines. What more do you want?
That was it. That doesn't qualify as steampunk.
There was a punkish attitude.
It could just be a period piece with steam engines, which were part of the period piece.
Yeah.
Okay, but part of steampunk is being set in that period. Okay, so the period in question is the turn of the previous century. Our hero is Mia Wasikowska, a wonderful Australian actor.
Yep.
Who plays Edith Cushing, a writer. What's more, a sassy writer.
That's true, she was very sassy.
And I think that's the punk element, the fact she was sufficiently sassy.
Oh, I see, right, okay.
Well, it was for part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the whole thing is basically a ghost story told
in flashback. It's basically a romance involving the occasional moment of ghost.
All right, look, I'm willing to characterise it as a gothic romance. but they don't let the romance get in the way of some nice...
No, that's not true. We probably should say who else is in it, though, if we're going to talk about it as a romance.
Well, yes.
That's Tom Hiddleston.
I gather he was naked. I missed that bit.
Was he naked?
Well, semi-naked.
Ruth was
going because
true.
He was semi-naked.
He was mostly naked for a few seconds.
At least I'm pretty sure that's why Ruth was going.
Yes, he plays Sir Thomas Sharp, an inventor and a bit of a cad, for whom our hero falls.
Poverty-stricken person.
Yes. Yes, he sometimes seems to be chewing up through lots of money trying to perfect his invention, which is a way of extracting what appears to be red clay.
Red clay, which is used in something. I don't know what.
Predominantly red, so it's the colour of blood.
Yeah. Very important in, you know, any gothic kind of things.
It creates a whole feel of all the red everywhere.
Red.
So it's good visually. A bit odd in terms of theology, but fine in terms of visual impact.
And there's his sister, played by Jessica Chastain.
Lady Lucille.
Lady Lucille.
And there's a lot of interesting byplay between our hero Edith, who ends up marrying Sir Thomas Sharp, and her sister-in-law, Lady Lucille, who clearly don't seem to like each other.
This is very true. Yeah. And so, some good ghosty effects.
Well, it's Guillermo del Toro, so it looks absolutely stunning on screen. It visually, very, very beautiful. And it's an interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
You just get sucked into the story. Think, what's going on? What's happening? Who's who's the ghost and what are they trying to reveal?
Plural, several of them. And Doug Jones, who he uses for pretty much all of his characters, covered in lots of stuff like Abe Sapien.
Mm. It was hard to really be impressed by him. I mean, his role was basically stand there and point. And he did it very, very well.
He did it very well. And, you know, crawled out of floors occasionally. He did it very well.
It was creepy. That's when I jumped. I mean, that ghost was creepy. I'm sorry.
The ghosts were particularly well done.
They were well done.
But it wasn't Doug Jones's role that made them.
No, absolutely not. It was just amusing. I just find it amusing to go, you know, mother played by Doug Jones. That amused me.
And the whole thing starts out, you know, Edith sees the ghost at a very early age.
Well, one of the ghosts, yes. It gives a cryptic warning, really, really useless cryptic warning, thank you very much.
Yes, a warning for decades ahead.
Yes.
You sort of think, But the ghost comes through in the end, through the wall, through the floor, through all sorts of containers. So a bit of the horror story about it and a bit of gore, but well worth seeing, I thought.
Absolutely, it looks beautiful.
It was an
really
interesting
well shot.
Exploration
Fabulous
of the two
costumes.
Female characters as a relationship. I thought the romance was secondary and the
it
horror
was
secondary, but those two characters and their interplay was worthwhile.
Absolutely.
But it does show a fair amount of wit from our hero as well.
This is very true,
Go see it. You'll enjoy it.
Absolutely.